Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and welcome to our devotion today. Today, we're going to be talking with you briefly about the great triumph. The great triumph. Hallelujah. Jesus triumphed over all the work of Satan on the cross of Calvary. Amen. In your Bibles, in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 15, the scripture says this, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it." The "it" there is the cross. He triumphed over every principality, every power, every demon spirit, Satan himself. Jesus triumphed over them at the cross. Jesus totally and completely defeated Satan and all of his minions of darkness at the cross. Now, just exactly how was this done? Well, you see, sin is the legal means by which Satan can hold men in bondage. It's called the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. Satan has a legal right, a right given to him by God to do what he is doing as it regards holding men captive because man has sinned. What is sin? Sin is the transgression of the law, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. The law of God as given to Moses was God's standard of righteousness. Morally, it is summed up in the Ten Commandments. So in some ways, sin is the transgression of those commandments. Regrettably, beloved, every human being who has ever lived other than Jesus Christ has transgressed the law, thereby incurring its penalty, and that penalty is death, Romans 6:23. When Jesus died on the cross, he atoned for all sin, past, present, and future, at least for all who will believe. John 3:16, Hebrews 10:12. When he atoned for all sin, this removed Satan's legal right to hold man in bondage. Satan's right, quote-unquote, was sin. With that gone, the law of God being satisfied, Satan's legal right is gone as well. Hallelujah. If men presently are held in satanic bondage, it's because they haven't availed themselves of what Jesus has done for them at the cross. They can do so by simply exhibiting faith in Christ and his finished work, which guarantees eternal life and victory in every capacity. When Jesus atoned for all sin, he not only atoned for acts of sin, but he also addressed the very cause of sin, which is Satan. Sin, with its cause and effect, was therefore totally defeated, praise God, at the cross of Christ. Furthermore, this victory was heralded all over the spirit world, which means that Satan, every fallen angel, and every demon spirit knows what Jesus did at the cross and knows that it spelled their death knell. Hallelujah. Not only did Jesus defeat Satan and his hordes, but also he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in the cross. This carries the idea, beloved, of a Roman general who had won a great victory. If the victory was great enough, he was given a parade through the middle of Rome. Hallelujah. As the cheering crowds thronged the sides of the road, the general rode in a gilded chariot pulled by prancing steeds. Behind the chariot were the kings and the military leaders he had defeated in battle, attached to the chariot by a noose around their necks. In humiliation, they stumbled as defeated foes while the people of Rome cheered. Beloved, this same connotation is meant to apply to Satan and all of his cohorts of darkness. When Jesus died on the cross, the entirety of the spirit world knew, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Satan was totally and completely defeated. His defeat was totally humiliating, meaning he was defeated in every capacity. All sin was atoned, leaving him with no legal right to hold one single person in bondage, provided that person will exhibit faith in Christ and his finished work upon the cross. The answer is the cross, even as the Word of God repeatedly says. Israel of old was told to look at the brazen serpent upon the pole and thereby live. poor, sinful, wicked man is likewise told to simply look at Christ and what he did at the cross. If they will believe in their hearts, they are instantly and wondrously saved, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And likewise, if a believer, one who is saved already, will look upon Christ and what he did at the cross, his finished work there, you can be instantly set free from every bondage of hell that tries to hold you captive. Praise God. It's the cross. It's not man's laws that will set you free. It's not man's religious shibboleths that will set you free. It's not you or I making rules and adding them on to the people that will set people free. It's simple faith in what Jesus did at the cross of Calvary. And that will set us free by the mighty power of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment today with your people. Father God, take these few words, simple as they are, and drive them to our hearts, Lord, as mighty arrows of deliverance today. Set us free by the power of Jesus Christ, we pray. And, oh God, we thank you for the blood today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.